ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, nerds of all ages, children at heart, welcome to Name Pending. I am your host, at DJ Volq, and with me, I have got across the table...
Oh, it's me, Randio.
Randio, okay, weirdo. Alright, and to my right...
It's your boy Billy, what's up?
And across the table, but not Randy, I've got...
Moving on, and across from him...
And to my left, I've got...
Hello, it's Caleb.
Oh, nice,
with
illustrious
the
voice.
Hashtag sensual voice.
I wish I had a cute voice.
I wish I had something like that.
Oh,
I
love
Oh gosh, okay, you guys are already peaking this episode. That is not great.
Guess who's alone on Valentine's?
Shit, I was cute.
Alright. I'm a handsome boy.
Anyways.
Let's
just keep the coffee pouring and the dice rolling.
Yep. Last week, we got into the Sacred Stone Monastery, began a fight with Helen Ray. Got her to a point where she decided to give in, and you guys convinced her to lead you to Renwick, quote unquote. And she took you into this large area where you guys got tricked, fell down a set of stairs, and have now met this hulking beast. That's what's up, y'all. So, what do we do from here? You guys are down in this area. Something is wrong.
Can I take first?
Well, I asked her, what is this thing? Remember from last time?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You squeezed her fingers.
And I asked her, so she pipes up. This will be your death. Kill me if you wish. I don't care.
Don't kill her. Hold on. Hold on. I want to do something. I want to check.
Stop the music.
I should do it.
Please don't stop.
I want to walk towards the cage. Obviously, like, out of the reach of the monster.
Okay.
I just want to kind of look up at it.
Okay.
It's probably, like, roaring, snaring, blah,
maybe.
Blah, blah, right? I want to take my plucked vulture.
Okay.
Out of my bag.
Okay.
I want to hold it above my head.
Hey, yes!
Buddy. You hungry? Eh? Does he take it?
Does any response?
Can he do
anything? Does he
over,
stare at it?
He walks over, kind of sniffs it.
Should he make an animal handling check?
Yes.
This is just feeding.
No, he's going to go ahead and take it, and I'm going to have you roll an animal handling check here. Depending on what you do, decides what
animal
music.
Handling.
Wisdom?
Is that wisdom?
Yes, wisdom.
That's wisdom.
Yeah. I got the janky sheet, by the way, so I don't have
animal. Oh, you got, like, only the skills that you actually have?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's weird. I'll print you a better one.
God. 4.
He sits there, and...
I need someone else's dice.
You guys are telling him, keep your hands flat. He goes to, you know, go at it. And unlike Fry from Futurama, you keep your hands flat. He doesn't bite your hands off. And he kind of goes back into the corner and sits down.
I walk up with Helen Ray. Hey, are you still hungry, big boy? Do I speak Rancor?
I don't think you speak Rancor, man. Offer it.
I hold up Helen Ray. You still hungry? What's he doing while he's making these sounds?
He begins walking slowly over. No, no, don't do it. What, I promise I'll actually take it. Quarbo! Turn it back into steps, Quarbo!
Quarbo, are you going to turn it back into steps?
You only have a few seconds before Helen raises a little snack.
She's about to die.
Yeah, you better listen.
They don't turn back into steps.
Oh. Whoa, then.
I think that is a definitive answer. That
I'm going to rip off one of her fingers.
Oh, my gosh!
I like where this is going.
Here, boy. And I'm going to throw it up to him.
I think he likes the taste. Oh, my. I think he likes the taste of it.
You like that?
You want more, bud?
You guys hear that? Helen Ray, you want to speak up?
Oh, man.
Okay. I swear, I'll take you to him this time.
You know what? I'm not believing it. Could you break off another finger, Balgrax?
Roll an insight real quick.
Me? Or Elder?
Yeah, Balgrax.
That's going to be 14 mod.
All right. You know for a fact this time that she is not messing with you, that she knows that you guys will kill her. Like, you will straight up kill her, and she would prefer to live at this point.
Oh, how many times did I have to stab her to get that? Is it one less than what I actually did?
I mean...
I don't think she likes you that much.
So she was originally going to try killing you guys and just getting off with it, you know, and all that good stuff. But, yeah, since she sees that you guys are willing to literally kill her, yeah, she's kind of given up.
And we'll do it. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I feel like we'll do it piece by piece, too.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure he's enjoying it right now. Right, big guy. All right, Helen, ready?
So that whole Rancor picture, it's so gone right now.
Quick, Luke, lightsaber.
That's okay, like a weak lightsaber right there.
So, this is what this creature looks like.
Oh, it's kind of almost like a Rancor if it's more insect-like.
Yeah.
It is what is called an Umber Hulk.
Ooh, Umber Hulk.
Pretty nasty creature.
It looks nasty, but I won't tell him that.
Yeah. How dare you? He's our new pet. He's adorable.
You're beautiful the way you are.
You're beautiful. You're fabulous.
That's right. Have that attitude. You deserve it.
I love this thing more and more. Can we bring this thing as a pet?
Maybe. I mean, you'd have to find a key to open up the lock.
Oh, we have two. Look for a key. We have two keys already.
That's right.
Yeah. Can I try?
Do you want to try a lock?
No.
No, not right now.
No.
All right.
Don't open that door yet.
Never mind.
Okay, right. Helen Ray.
Why not?
How do we get out of here?
Wait until I'm not in this pit anymore.
She is kind of small. It's like a toothpick.
A little bit, yes.
Yeah. All right.
If Carbo won't open up and drop the stairs, we'll have to go around the long way. We have to get back upstairs.
Oh, yes. And how do you suppose we do that? Do you want us to try the door foolishly? Or maybe we could have you grab it. No. Then we'd have to untie your hands. And, you know, that's not a good idea. So why don't you just stop fooling around?
And we have to go through the Tomb of Samular. And then back up and around.
I don't know. I'm having fun breaking off limbs and feeding it to this thing. Can we try that one more time?
Hang on. Which direction?
We're going to have to go out to the east. Now, there are some creatures here. They act on Renwick's behalf, not ours. We don't have it controlled.
So Renwick is holding creatures down here.
It's partially by his bidding to keep us out of the way, but other parts of it, it's just out of our control. We don't have control of it. We tried. So we may come upon some things.
Oh, good thing
we have. Not my doing.
Good thing we have you to throw to the bone. You know, as a bone.
Then you won't find your way to Renwick.
Oh, well, you know.
We have pieces of her to throw, at least.
Yeah.
That's true.
All right. Let's go.
All right. So she begins leading you off to the east. And
right before we leave, I turn to the big bug. We might be back.
Hopefully not. While we're walking, Luca's gonna pull out a sword and gonna be like,
"Hey, I got a question."
To me?
No, go away.
All right, sorry.
I'm not talking to you.
My bad.
You talking to me?
No.
Are you talking to me?
You're talking to me?
Who?
Ignore these idiots. What is it that you need? You know, just anything? Talk to me in your mind, girl.
Oh, you know, I guess that would make things a little bit easier, huh?
Yeah, it probably would.
Okay, so I switch over to
I think she's
Vulcan mind melding.
Eldwin leans over to Belgrags. Who is she talking to?
I don't know. Hey, real quick. Any way you know we can get past Renwick's monsters without actually fighting them? I may have forgotten to heal myself after the last battle, and I don't know if we have time for a short rest.
About the only thing I can say is to avoid them to the best of your abilities. Maybe, you know, actually check for things.
Yeah, okay, but how about something easier, like a secret word, you know, like a Alakazam, I don't know.
I have not had contact with Renwick for over 1,000 years. Okay, maybe not that long, but time goes awkward in my realm, especially when you're technically dead.
All right, I guess that'll have to do. Thanks for nothing, I guess. Bye-bye.
You're the one finding information for...
Yep.
And the voice kind of cuts out as you shove him back into the...
Yeah, we got it. Well, we don't got it, but...
Yeah, I mean, like, I guess Luke gets it. The audience gets it. Because they're smart and beautiful people.
So, you guys begin walking... And you go through and you find quite a few interesting things. Apparently there's a monster slurping on a cup. But it just sits in the corner just staring at you. But you walk into a barrel vaulted chamber that was an obvious crypt. Quite ancient. There's dozens of skeletons held along the walls.
Uh-oh.
There are scraps, burial cloths still clinging to them. And there are 6 monsters that are just kind of lurching about the entire hall. They don't seem to have noticed you, per se.
I want to roll a perception... Like, not a perception check, but a... I guess a perception check just to see anything. Is there anything more that
Go ahead.
Yeah, Luca will say, "Don't touch anything, but just look around."
I'm too distracted by the monster that was, you know, that just walked on right past me that I really don't notice anything. It was a mod 6.
That's enough though. To see an inscription on an ornate, that's the word, coffin. Actually, more of a sarcophagus, if you will.
Mm. Okay, so
on the far end. And the inscription reads, "Here lies Samuel R. Caradoon, defender of the North. However, last you heard, his body was up in Summit Hall with the Knights of Samuel R."
Psst! Guys!
What?
There's an inscription that says something about Samuel R. But isn't his body in Summit Hall?
I don't know. Let's go check.
I don't care, but don't touch it.
I'm gonna walk over to it.
Okay.
Don't touch it.
Don't touch
it.
Perception check. I'm not gonna touch it. I'm just gonna invest.
And now it only hurts when you touch it. Touch.
You just walk up and you see the same thing, but these six zombies are actually gonna go ahead and begin maneuvering about. And
oh, did you touch it?
I didn't touch it.
I think you touched it.
Don't touch it.
They're going to work on eliminating you guys. So I'm going to need y'all
to roll
for initiative.
What'd you get?
I got 5. You?
I got 11. With mod.
Best believe it's going to be a while before Bullis takes a turn.
8 mod per Elduin.
Hold on. I think we all fail. Say it, Randy.
3.
Oh!
Pick number 3, my lord.
Okay, so, Caleb, what'd you get?
5.
Ugh.
Ugh, I know.
Steven.
8 mod.
Oh, man. Randy.
3.
And
11 mod.
Bill.
Look at us, the big numbers.
Oh, yeah.
High rollers.
How clustered are these guys together?
They are spread out across the room. Okay. So, this room is going to be 90 feet east to west and 50 feet north to south, with a couple walls blocking some of the area, essentially bringing it down to 30 feet of workable area in this room. The 6 zombies are down at the east end, where Balgrax, you're currently at as well. Let's go. You're up first.
I'm going to make... I'm still carrying her, so I'm going to make her pipe up. Tell these things to back off.
Okay, so she kind of pipes up, but they don't respond to her.
All right, so I'm going to pull out Tainted Will to one arm then.
Okay.
How close are you thinking?
So the way I have it here, you are diagonally 10 feet away from one of these creatures. And then they are all kind of marked around the crypt sarcophagus itself.
Okay.
Whatever you do, don't touch the sarcophagus itself.
I want to touch it.
What's going to cost me to kind of throw her back behind?
A drop action? Like, you can just drop her behind you.
Okay, I'm just going to drop her behind me then, and I'm going to pull up my battle axe in the other hand. Too. And I'm going to run up, I'm going to slash at the first zombie closest to me. Yeah.
Okay, go for it.
Nat 20.
Dang.
It's only ones or 20s with Balgrax.
Yep.
All in or all out?
Oh, yeah.
Is it just dead?
Possibly. Give me a D100.
gosh. 79.
Does he explode?
Go ahead and roll double damage.
We should make one of those crits instantaneous.
That's
going to
be 20 slashing damage.
Oy vey.
4 necrotic.
Give yourself 2 necrotic as the zombie goes from 22 to 0.
Woo!
Boom.
2!
And I imagine the next one's like 5 feet from it.
10.
10 feet? So can't just turn right around and swim with the other action?
No, because you'll have to take a step.
Alright, so I'm going to run up to the other one then, and I'm going to swing with Tainted Willow again.
Okay.
It's going to be like a 2. It's kind of cool. It's a 2.
It's a 2.
Why did you call a 2?
It's just my intuition. It's just like, it's going to be a 2. Just know it.
All right. Go for
but
it.
But that's a 10 mod.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, it
the ate. Only way you don't hit these zombies is on a 1. Are you serious?
Eight.
Oh, gosh. That is ridiculous.
Is your sword like a plus 1?
My what?
No, he just has that much mod. Strength.
So it's going to be 12 slashing with the Tainted Willow. Plus... just 1 necrotic. 13 with Tainted Willow. And I'm going to swing my battle axe.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Gosh, dang.
Right?
Does a 19 hit?
Dude, as long as you don't roll a 1, you connect.
Woo! That's going to be 13 slashing.
He's dead. He's got to be dead.
Yeah, he's gone.
He explodes.
He's gone. Zombie 1, Zombie 2, Deadzo.
Woo! And how close is the third one from me?
That's going to be man. Another 10 feet away from you.
So I'm just going to kind of back up 5 feet.
Okay, so you're 15 feet away.
Yeah, I just kind of go back to, what's her name? Hello.
Okay, alright. So that'll move you a little bit more than 15 feet, but that's okay.
Okay.
Alright, next up is the remainder of these zombies. They're going to shuffle forward. And they're gonna, you know, be a little smart about this and make sure that there's plenty of room for each of them to come up and attack you. Because they've got plenty of distance. And 4 zombies are gonna attack Bulgrax.
Yeah.
It's gonna be miss, hit, miss, miss.
Potentially. We'll see.
One's gonna be a crit fail.
18 on the die.
Okay, that one just hit.
So
that's 1 hit.
So that's going to be 3 damage. 3 bludgeoning. Hit. 12 to hit. Miss.
Nope.
That's an 11.
Nope.
And a 19.
I hit.
2 hits. Dang.
That was a 1 off.
And that's going to be 7 bludgeoning damage this time around. So that's the 4 zombies. They're pretty great.
I'm still looking really good.
Yeah.
You're just like, brush off the blood. Still look fabulous. Still looking good, guys.
Fabulous.
Just that anime moment.
So next up in our slow order, we've got Eldwyn. You are... about 20, 30 feet away. We'll go 30 feet away from the zombie that is closest to Balgrax left.
I'm going to go ahead and back up another 30 feet if I can. Can I?
For what reason?
Just arrows?
Remember, you As long as you're not 5 feet away from them, you're fine.
Okay, fine. Yeah. Then,
yeah, Randy corrected that us on that like 5 episodes ago, and you still keep doing it wrong. Yeah,
you know what? I'm just gonna shoot him. That's what I'm gonna do.
Can you imagine that D&D character is like, oh, zombies are, you know what? I'm gonna shoot him.
Yep, that is a...
Just don't say what.
24.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, that hits.
So, I'm gonna take... Max damage at 10. 10 damage.
Okay, with your first one is 10.
Yep, and any adjacent to each other?
Yes.
Okay, so yes, I'll go ahead and attack the adjacent one.
Okay, go for it.
With my, well, it's called Twin Strike on the app, but in the game or PHB, it's called Horde Breaker.
Yes, there you go.
You know, if there people have been yelling at me, so
mainly me.
Sorry about that. so Horde Breaker with. A same 24 to hit.
All right, even
only
with
when
the
you don't have to get a one, you get these super high numbers.
Yes, even with the slight cover that Billy is giving him there, you connect. Go ahead and roll your damage
with a minimum damage at 3. Yep. Damage, but I'm going to take another turn for attack. On the same one that I got minimum damage.
Oh, that's right, because you random ranger. Get another... Ugh. And can you do your Horde Breaker on this one, too, as far as you know?
The way that you've done it in the past is you're going to give me that. No, well, the way we've done it in the past is where the first... Because I get 2 attacks, you'll give me the Horde Breaker on the first attack... But you say I don't get it on the second.
Okay.
I'm just trying to play with how you've done it in the past.
It looks like a rules lawyer is double checking, so. But go ahead and roll your damage for this one. I'm sure Randy will be super quick on that.
It says once on each of your turns, so you can only do it once.
Okay.
So minimum damage again at 3.
All right. Okay, so next up.
Did you,
Bolas.
Yes, sir.
You are about 25 feet away from the nearest zombie. And it would take 25 of your movement to get over to Helen Ray and kill her, too, if you wanted. So, who is actually on the ground right behind Balgrax? Your choice. Balgrax is also their easy target, by the way.
Just oh, yeah?
Hint, hint, wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
You want to start
take pick.
Yeah, let's start this battle. I'm doing this thing.
All right, yeah, okay. So I like to run up to a zombie. I don't know which one is closest, but...
We'll affectionately call it zombie number 5.
Zombie number 5.
Or Phil.
Affectionately call it zombie number
Phil.
5.
We'll go with Phil.
Our next guest.
Price is right.
Price is right. 14.
That connects.
And I'm assuming that my rage has timed out, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You would have to do a new rage at this point.
4 damage.
Ooh. 4? That's it.
Oh, wait.
Modifier.
Take that as freaking... 8.
Okay.
Sorry, I forgot to add strength.
You should rage right. Now.
Sit there and take their resistance into account. Bob it back down to 4. Okay, cool.
Hey, what?
No, just kidding.
Rage. No, 8, you stop it. Alright, 18. Hit.
That'll connect. If this was Pathfinder 2.0, that would be a critical.
14 damage.
14? Oh my gosh. No!
Ain't nothing.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing. Can I make up my custom one? Can I just body slam a zombie and then kill him that way?
You gotta give him the people's elbow.
Hey.
What is up, MP Pod Nation? It's your boy at DJ Volq here to say, what's up? How's it going? And welcome to our mid-roll update and what's going on in MP Pod Nation. Woo woo! So, with this network, we have a lot of things going on. And the biggest thing we got right now is that we have officially mentioned when our next show is gonna drop. That's right, April 1st, you guys are gonna have a taste of what Pokemon Pending is all about. So, here's what we want from you guys. We want you to help us kick this off properly. So, go to our Instagram at Pokemon_podcast and our Twitter at Pending Pokemon and follow us, okay? Help us get those numbers up. Tell your friends about it. Tell them, hey, this new show's coming out. Get us more people following us, helping us, okay? And when that show drops on April 1st, we're not going to have one. We're not going to have two. We're getting ambitious. We're going to have three full episodes for you. Yeah. Yeah. Three. And we are recording post shows with it as well that are going to air every couple of episodes. We don't have one for every single one because that's a little too much for us right now. Maybe we can get to that point. But we're going to have post shows that are going to air every so often for you on that same feed. Those are going to be a little bit shorter in general. The first ones are a couple are long just because we are doing introductions. But they get shorter and, you know, they're a little bit easier to handle, right? Anyways, we want you guys to really enjoy this, so we are working hard at it. We hope that you guys do. We are going to be playing through the Pokemon League, if you're interested in that. And yes, there's also going to be so much other stuff. Anyways, we're on D&D 5e over here, so let's talk about what's happening over here a little bit. We have so much going on right here that we have to focus on a couple things. We have opened up listener support on this channel. If you wish to support us, you can go down. There's a link down in the description. You can drop us a little bit here, a little bit there. You can pledge monthly. You can do a one-time gift. All that good stuff. It goes through Stripe, which is just as secure as any other thing out there. So do not worry about that if you feel that you want to donate. Now, we want this to maintain its freedom. If you don't want to pay, okay, fine, no worries. We don't care about that. This is not a pay-to-get podcast. We want you to just enjoy it and be part of the family. Now, if you do choose to donate to us, we are definitely going to give you some shout-outs, and we want to do something special for you guys as well, okay? So we'll figure that out, and we'll find something, but all the content on this we're going to make free. We're going to open everything up to everybody, all right? So we appreciate everything y'all have done, and we cannot wait to see where this ends up going. So shout out to a couple other people on the network. I want to give a shout out today to our buddy eGamer on YouTube. He goes and he live streams on YouTube some of the popular games. He's playing some Fortnite right now. I think that's his main thing. He plays some Call of Duty Zombies. He plays a whole bunch of other games. He just has fun with it. And he does his very best to make sure that he keeps in the PG to PG-13 standing. Obviously, you can't always control everybody who's talking over chat. And so some of that, there may be a little bit here, a little bit there. Parents, just warning you ahead of time. But he does his best to make sure that there's no cursing, no foul talk, all that good stuff. All right. So thank you guys for joining in today. And we will see you next time on the NP mid-roll update.
Okay. Yeah, you see this zombie drop, and he does not continue to reanimate himself.
You know, WWE may or might not be fake, but it is fun. No matter who you are.
To reenact.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, if you never, like, drop, like, elbow drop someone on trampoline when you were little, what did you do?
I tried to do flips and randomly kneed myself in the face.
Speaking of randomness, Randy, you're up.
I see what you did there.
I see there.
I'm just going to shoot a ray of frost at one of the zombies. That's it.
Okay.
Luca. Keeping it simple.
Luca.
I mean, that's how you kiss. Keep it simple, stupid.
That's a 10 to hit.
Yeah, that's going to hit. Which one do you want to go for? There's a couple.
I'm pretty sure all of them that have already been hit are now dead.
There's only one that hasn't been hit yet.
There's one that has been hit that is not dead, and that is directly off to Balgrex's left. That's the one Eldwyn shot.
I'll go for that one.
And then the one directly in front of Balgrex has been hit as well, but only the ones. And then the one to the right of Balgrex has not been hit.
I'll go for the one that Eldwyn shot.
Okay.
This is the first
we'll call him George.
Jorge.
It's going to be 12 cold damage.
Gosh, freaking freak. He's dead.
This is Ray of Frost.
Yes, it's Ray of Frost.
Watch the DM be planning this and be like, you know what? I think zombies are
well,
good at...
For me, it does.
Probably, they'll probably down him.
It's a...
Yeah, here we are. Just like owning zombie butt.
We still have yet to touch the sarcophagus.
Oh, I'm gonna touch it again.
Don't touch it.
Are you gonna are you gonna touch the bud?
Yeah, I'm gonna touch it.
What the hell am I doing?
Alright, so Balgrex, that brings us back to you. But real quick, I need Eldwyn and Luca. Give me a perception check. This is gonna be a little bit higher DC than normal.
At 14.
Okay.
Fail. 7.
Okay.
Not.
Alright. So, Balgrex, what you got?
Oh, I was supposed to roll too?
No. It's your turn.
Oh.
I'm going to attack the one right in front of me that's taking the least damage, so not the one that Luca just shot at.
Okay.
So, right in front of me, and I'm going to swing a Tainted Willow.
Yeah, because the one off to your left that Luca shot at is dead.
Well, that's a mod 10.
Oh, gosh. That hits.
It's all or nothing. I'm the die.
Yeah.
Literally all or nothing. All
right.
Like, literally with you, it's you hit or you crit fail.
Yeah. So that's a 15? No, that's just 10 slashing, my bad. I say 15 because I'm going to roll a 5 here on the card.
2.
No, it's a 3.
3. Okay, split 13. The difference. All right.
And I'm going to swing again with my battle axe.
Okay.
11 mod.
All right.
Max damage of 13.
Okay. The zombie drops.
And now I'm going to take my next action and attack the last... Oh, wait. Is that one dead?
Yeah.
So they're all dead.
No. You got one more off to your left.
I'm going
to
go for that one. And swing it with Tainted Willow.
Oh, boy.
There's a 22 connect. Hit.
Dude, just tell me if you roll a 1.
Okay. That's going to be a max damage of 15 slashing. And 2 necrotic.
He's got to be dead.
Oy vey. All right.
Is he dead or is he still kind of standing?
No, he's still moving.
Well, not anymore. Just let me. So minimum damage is 6. I'll let you know.
He has 5 hit points, but roll it. Roll it.
8 slashing.
Okay. So this is the only one that's been able to do this. You know that you should have killed him. In fact, you cut off a majority of his body parts. But somehow, some way, he still stays standing.
It's just a flesh wound.
17 and 20. Okay.
Yep. And
hey guys, he's still standing for some reason.
Someone drop kick him.
So he is going to take his turn.
He's gonna hobble on over.
And he's going to slam. You know what? Alright, Baldrex, he's gonna slam you. 15 to hit, yay or nay?
Nope.
Alright, squanders his turn. And, Eldwin, that brings us to you.
Fire.
Drop, kick,
this
drop,
zombie
kick,
does
drop,
have
kick.
Cover.
I'm gonna go ahead and move.
Give me another perception check real quick, though.
Nothing.
Okay.
Nat 4. I'm gonna move to the side, to the left, and fire. Hit.
Drop kick.
I'm gonna guess a hit, because it's a nat 9.
Give him the Nico Nico knee.
What's the total?
Total is...
Alright, yep, that's gonna surpass the full cover he's got there.
Alright, so...
Because moving off to the left only gives him more cover.
And it's gonna be 9 damage. And I'm gonna...
Yeah, he can't do Undead Fortitude again. So, I need everybody now to give me a perception check. Everybody.
It's under Wisdom, right?
Hashtag daddy issues.
Yeah, Wisdom. Starting with Caleb.
Mod 6. Ooh, that was actually pretty good.
Oh, well, I got a 10.
I got a hashtag daddy issue.
19.
Gosh dang.
I see everything.
All right.
19.
Wait,
I know
wait,
the blood
wait,
type of
wait,
that zombie.
Wait.
Wait.
I have Eyes of the Eagle, so I get advantage on perception rolls, correct?
Is that what they do? That's the salt of the Ophidia.
Quick, why is looking away? Roll again.
I don't quite remember what those
does it just give
do.
You a boost, or do you have advantage?
I think it's boost, and they let you see certain things that you wouldn't otherwise be able to.
Like bird jumping.
Yeah.
The eagle eye. Mice running around 10 miles away.
The anthill 10 feet away.
See, so I wrote it down.
You get to see that they're taking the...
Okay. Nope, go ahead. Do it with advantage. You're right.
Okay, so that's mod 16 then.
Okay. Balgrax. You're the only one that rolled close enough to this. And you still technically failed.
What?
As Helen Ray rolled first a nat 20 to break out of her bond. Stealthily. And a nat 20 again to move up. And she goes to punch you square in the face as you turn around.
Even with her broken fingers?
She's using her other hand.
Oh.
And that is going to be a mod 20.
That hits.
Okay, roll me a constitution saving throw, please.
24 mod.
Okay. You are not stunned, but you're going to take 14 bludgeoning damage as she smacks her palm into your face. And her second action is a 23.
That hits.
12 damage. And her third multi-attack is another crit 20. So give me a
D100. That's 320s. Man.
I know. Techno Dancer dice, baby.
Hey, Baldrax.
73.
He's still looking good over there.
Okay. Do you have any damage resistance or anything granted to you by your armor?
Not that you told me that I have from the armor of the knight.
So you're going to get double damage, and it's if you have any, you're gonna it's going to ignore that. So 8 plus 7 is 15.
Yes.
Okay, so 19 total bludgeoning damage on that attack.
That's with the doubles, right?
Yeah, that's double damage. And that completes Helen Ray's action.
My turn.
My turn.
So
I'm waiting.
Yes. Caleb, it is your turn.
Alright, I want to drop kick Helen Ray.
Alright, go for it.
Oh man.
You soar past me.
That's a 6 to hit.
6 is not going to make it.
Alright, I want
What was the natural number to get that one?
The natural number was 2.
Okay. Alright.
I want to try to punch her now. Come on. Hey! 22 mod.
22 mod is going to connect.
Dun dun dun.
Should have grabbed her.
Oh, I should have. But I had to repay her for punching me. Yeah. So. Ooh. So it's a D6 for melee hits, right?
It's just your strength modifier.
Oh, just the strength modifier?
Yeah, for punching.
No. For punching, yeah, it's going to be a D6 plus your strength.
Okay. Oh, really?
Yep.
Dude,
just for monks, it's with unarmed strike, with monks, it's only a 1d4 plus your...
I think he rolled a d8.
If that... He's an orc.
Mm-hmm.
He's half orc. So he gets more bonus to his...
I did roll a d8.
I give you
that's
more as well.
Okay.
All right, that's still good. It's 6 damage. I think I clobbered her in the face. Like, I totally missed that kick, but I clobbered her.
So that'll bring us to Luca.
Does that stun her at all?
No, it didn't.
Damn, we know Luca is trying to get her.
You had to give her a stone cold stunner if you wanted that.
Oh, I like how you did that.
All right. So...
Oh, just kill her already.
Sorry, I don't have a card for this. One second.
Just stab her again with the scimitar.
No, I don't want to get close to her.
Yeah, he did that last time and got his butt handed to him.
Oh, you're right.
What you looking for?
A spell description. But
what spell? I'll tell you what it does.
I don't know. Oh,
wink.
Don't worry about it.
It's called Death DM. So moving on.
It's okay. It wouldn't affect her anyway. So Luca is going to be like, "Hey, stop that, or I'll have to kill you again," and cast Ray of Frost.
All right.
That is a 25 to hit.
How do you guys have such high to hits? Ugh. Did we switch over to Pathfinder?
No.
Except for me? No. Okay. Yeah, go ahead. Ugh. Just know that I hate you.
That's 13 cold damage, and her speed is reduced by 10 feet.
I love your face, DJ. It's just like, what?
Gross. Helen Ray might begin to like reconsider her actions here, but Balgrax, it's your turn.
Oh,
you got whomped upside the head by Helen Ray.
Yeah. And she just punches him. You look back with fire in your eyes.
Pretty much.
Excuse me?
Not. I mean, you haven't used your dragon's breath today.
I have not, but she's just one person.
I mean, all the better, right?
Nope.
I'm going to activate my Blinding Smite with Tainted Willow, and I'm going to slash. And does a 24 mod hit?
Yeah.
Does she get blinded or is she dead?
We'll say sure. Doesn't really matter. She's got blind sight.
So, 15 slashing. And max necrotic damage of 6. 21 from one hit.
Dang.
And if that kills her, I want to cut her head off.
So you notice how the music stopped?
Yes.
I'll let you guess what that means. She dead. She D-E-D dead.
Wait, you forgot how to spell again?
She's dead, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, so I want to rush over to her and heal her for exactly one hit point.
For realsies, I promise. Nothing more. I promises.
Okay, I'm just going to be like, you better not do that again, or else. And
either
then
just a little bit more.
What? Yeah, Luke is going to stab her again.
Heal her just a little bit more.
She dies.
Yeah, oh, she died. Oh, okay, so I heal her for exactly one hit point again.
I said I do what you want.
Luca, don't. Uh-huh. Okay, Luca, don't.
I don't know. Maybe I don't believe you quite
I'm
yet.
I'm liking.
Luca, stop.
I'm liking what Luca's doing.
I'm
keep doing it.
I'm going to tie her back up again. And I'm going to tie her up now.
She's too weak in order to actually fight against you at this point. So, yeah, you completely tie her up and everything.
I tie her hands to her feet, too.
You hog tire. So, I like what Luca's doing. Can we keep stabbing her? I'm just done.
No, not yet. You can poke her with the tip of the blade and just kind of, you know, here and there, but don't stab.
How much hit points do you have left there, Bongrai?
I have 8.
Oh, okay.
So
I almost got you.
I had 53 to start, and you dealt like 37.
I'm gonna perceive the rest of the room, just to see what's going on.
Do you want to heal me?
Mod 15 for perception, with advantage.
And you're looking at. I'm sorry. What?
The room.
Everything's kind of just dead here, but you walk up to. The. Sarcophagus, and you just have an odd sense about it. You're not sure what's drawing you to it.
Don't touch it yet.
It's just so.
But as you look around,
interesting.
You know, you're kind of walking around, and there is a skeleton on the wall wearing a silver ring that is set with multiple small rubies. Give me an Arcana check.
Fine.
DC 12.
Hashtag daddy issues.
You see.
Wait, sorry, you said
Arcana.
You kind of look at it, you put it on, and you feel something. But you're like, that's just the emotion of putting on a new ring.
This is beautiful. Bro, you still got nuggets over there?
Yeah, man.
Bro. All
right. Do you do anything with the sarcophagus or?
I want to check the sarcophagus for Arcana.
Okay, go ahead.
Just stop.
Get some new dice.
Stop.
That's like your 15th one.
Hey, Steven. Maybe you need to go and follow the link in the description to Dice Envy and get yourself a new set.
I will tell you what,
this
I don't envy your
dice. This has
been
his role the entire campaign.
I'm out, guys. I'm done.
That's literally twice in a row.
All right, we'll see you. We'll see you on the next episode.
I guess I'm going to role play that as he takes out his sword and kind of pokes the, you know, pokes it.
He touched it.
I touched it.
Don't touch it.
He touched the butt. He touched the butt. Way.
You see a small scroll kind of unravel a little bit and drop to the floor.
I examine it.
It has a lot of arcanic looking scripts and this and that on it. You cannot necessarily read it offhand, but you recognize some of the elven script, but it's not written in the semantic that you are used to. Probably your best guess is maybe the Underdark script.
Well, guys, I found a scroll. I poked a sarcophagus and scroll came out.
Eh?
Let me see it.
Does it say anything? Eh?
So you've got some new bling.
Eldwin hands the scroll to Luca.
Now, Luca, can you read Abyssal?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Because that is truly what this is written in. Eldwin would not have had that knowledge. You recognize this as a spell scroll of Speak with Dead.
Ooh. I'll be keeping this. You guys don't need it. Puts it in my backpack.
What was it?
Don't worry about it.
Was it like a funny comic or something?
Yeah, hilarious. Yeah. Oh, there was a cat in it, and he wanted some chimichangas.
Oh, that sounds hilarious. Can I see it?
No.
Oh.
Okay. Farkfeld. Oh, Farkfeld.
he really hates Wednesdays. Anyway, let me take a look at that ring. I'll just roll a check for you here.
Yeah, go ahead. Because you have a little bit more arcana, and this is something that you actually might have come across. This is going to be a DC 10.
Oh, okay, well, I got a 19. Okay. Despite the fact that Luca is a magic user, I have a 0 intelligence, but that's that's because it's not my magic, it's my patron's magic.
Yep. You actually recognize this as a ring of fire resistance.
Ooh.
So it will have all the fire damage that the wearer takes.
So that thing's worthless to me, but I guess you can hold on to it.
Do you tell him what it does?
No.
Okay. So
it's a surprise.
So Eldwin has no idea what is on his hand. He just thinks that it's a beautiful ring.
One beauty ring.
Yep.
Don't sell it.
One beauty ring.
There's
anything
else in the sarcophagus or anything in the surrounding area?
The sarcophagus has not been opened. There's nothing else lying on top of it or anything like that. It just looks very ornate. There's nothing else in the immediate area.
Hey, look, do you want to help me?
Before we do that, could we just heal up?
Yeah, how about we take a little break here?
All right, so you guys take a short rest.
Thank goodness. I've been at 1 hit point for 2 battles.
I've been
well,
at
potentially
16.
2
battles. Yeah. Wait, how does the healing go for short?
So,
you can use your hit dice.
Well, Billy, you've been reading up on the PHP. Why don't you let us know what happens during
you're
a
barbarian,
short rest?
Right?
Yeah.
So you're going to roll a d12 plus your constitution modifier. And each roll you're going to add those together and then add that to your health. And you're level 5, so you should be able to roll that 5 times.
I feel a little bit better. How does everyone else feel?
I feel a little bit better too.
I feel like a new orc.
I'm gonna punch Helen Ray because she's probably healing a little bit too.
Do you really?
Tell me, Helen Ray, how are you feeling?
How are you feeling, Helen Ray?
I feel better.
Right to the
teeth. I feel pretty. Oh, so pretty. Okay, no, but so are you guys ready to move on from here?
Bludgeoning damage to your face.
Are we looking at the sarcophagus? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey.
So the two strongest people, you guys go ahead and you push it open.
Okay.
Just because you know, it's rather heavy.
Row.
Looks as such.
Row. Row.
You row right out of the cave in the sarcophagus. Stroke.
Oh gosh, I think I'm having a stroke. No, but you guys see inside the sarcophagus a dead human knight.
Does he have armor on?
Does he have weapons on him?
He does have armor. It is a breastplate emblazoned with the symbol of Tyr.
Does he have any weapons?
Is it just like mine or even better?
It looks very similar, probably an older model of your armor.
I want to perceive the body. Yeah. Like, is there anything else that would...
I mean, there's a weapon sitting in there. It's a long sword, but nothing else.
Perceive the armor quality.
It looks like the same armor you have, just older.
Like it could still be good?
Like a previous model.
And I would like to perceive the long sword.
It looks like a longsword.
What's the likelihood of me carrying this with me?
You would be overburdened, and your speed would drop to, like, 10. Yeah.
If I keep the armor I have on, I have to talk to those people about Tyr.
So what you doing? If you're going to take the armor, you got to get rid of pretty much all of your weapons.
What?
Yeah. Because this armor weighs, like, a metric ton.
It's probably like 200 if it's full, or a full plate.
Yeah, it's full plate.
It's close to like 150.
Yeah, it's pretty heavy.
I have full plate on right now.
Yeah, you're carrying about 200 pounds. You're carrying about 200 pounds of armory, okay. Armor and weapons on you right now.
In your opinion, which one's cooler, mine or his?
I mean. Yours is shinier. His hasn't been polished in a couple years.
All right, possibly. I'll keep mine.
Can I make like a knowledge arcana check on the armor just to see if there's anything going on with it?
You do, and there is absolutely no magic on it, but there is a little bit of magic on Balgrax's in the simple fact that it is tied not to him, but to the Knights of Samular.
Cool.
I'm going to check his sword too real fast.
Hey.
Do you want a sword?
I was eyeing you. Well, actually, go right ahead.
So I'm going to investigate the sword to see if it's a regular old sword.
It is a beautifully crafted longsword.
Hey, Bolas, you want a longsword?
I already have one in my bag, but...
Oh, it's just a longsword? Is it a great sword?
There is no magic on the longsword.
All right.
Is it just a longsword
or a great sword?
It is just a longsword.
I'm going to add this longsword.
Hey. Excuse me.
Hey, while we're waiting here anyway, go put the armor on Helen Ray. Then we can carry it with us, and she can't get away again.
Balgrax, I need from you a constitution saving throw.
Getting tired of Helen Ray. It's a 10 mod.
It's not Helen Ray. But you feel a little sapped.
Arcana check on the sword?
It's not the sword. You don't know where this is coming from.
Hey guys,
you just feel a little
weak. Like, my energy's going somewhere else.
Luca, do you sense anything in the room?
There's a disturbance in the forest.
Can I do a perception check around the room?
I mean, I can make a check, but I don't know if it'll do any good.
I mean, Randy, you're about the only one that can figure this out. Arcana check.
Ooh. Ooh. Yeah. Ooh. 19.
Yeah, no, you're not.
Poop.
The only magic that you can feel in the room is, you know, the magical items that you guys know about already.
All right.
I mean, like Tainted Willow, the eyes, the ring, your sword, you know, and all the other, like the plus one axe and all that good stuff. But there's nothing else.
I look at Helen Ray. Is Helen Ray looking sapped?
No. She looks fine.
All right, just you.
Just Balgrax.
We got to put the armor on her and then ask her again.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I want to drag her on over and put the armor on her.
All right. You put the armor on her, and she looks absolutely ridiculous.
Yes, she does. But that is why we put it on her.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
What you guys doing from here?
I can't really carry her then.
Nope, that's going to be on me.
She can walk.
Okay. Wait.
Well,
wait,
she's hogtied, so I can just carry the ropes.
Who took the longsword, or did anyone take it?
I took the longsword. He took the longsword.
And you told us that you feel sapped?
Yes.
Quickly, could you drop the sword real quick?
I lower the sword down the ground.
No difference.
I mean, I have a theory.
What's your theory?
That you're wearing Simular armor that's blessed by Tyr, and this is Renwick's lair.
Yeah, but this is... nice Samular tier weapon, isn't it?
What, do you want more?
Oh, talk louder?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah, but this is a Knights of Samular weapon, isn't it? If this is...
Well, it's not coming from the sword, and you're the only one who's feeling it. You can try taking off your armor.
I really don't want to see that.
I'm like shredded, dude. What are you talking about?
Like, over...
Yeah, I'll do
course,
it with you.
Over the course of your guys' short rest, you feel this and you begin kind of testing. You take your armor off, you put your armor back on, you disengage all of your weapons, you put them all back on, nothing. Nothing seems to be changing.
I say we just move on.
The sword again and let's just set out of there.
No, you're totally... You don't notice any difference. You don't feel more sapped, you don't feel energy returned, nothing.
Mm. I'll take care of Hull and Ray.
This just might be some kind of side effect of my armor in this area.
Like, maybe when we get out of here, you could have a Snickers bar.
Maybe.
Helen Ray.
Maybe you're just hungry.
Helen Ray, what? Do you know what's causing this?
No. How would I know?
Insight check. I don't know anything.
you believe her.
Do I need to stab you again?
It wasn't 18.
I want an insight check on that as well.
Okay.
Insight check. I know nothing.
That is a mod 18.
She seems to be telling the truth. You know, from being killed twice and brought back to life, you know, she just, you know, she's going to be completely honest with you guys.
I'm thinking I could use the speak with dead, but I really don't think it's going to help us. I don't know. I want to talk to Renwick, not Simular. Right.
Okay.
But, I mean, he's not technically dead, so. I'll save it for a rainy day.
Okay.
As everyone listening yells at me.
So, you guys eventually, you know, decide to move on. And Helen Ray unlocks a door in this passageway that leads up a set of stairs. And at the top of the stairs, it opens up into a very interesting room. It is a much older part of the monastery. Looks like it has not been updated for quite some time. Work tables are covered in alchemical apparatuses, shelves full of strange curios and dusty clay jars.
Still got shag carpeting.
Yes, yes. Like the shag is like a meter high. The windows have been bricked up. Cobwebs hang thick in the ceiling corners, and an ancient figure peruses a heavy tome that lies open on a small desk. You hear the scritch of a quill on parchment and the tap as it goes into an inkwell before you continue to hear the scritch of this paper.
Hey! Hey, you! Are you Renwick?
Who looks for Renwick?
My name is Baroness Luca von Weiss. I've been sent here to talk to you.
I have already told you that I want nothing to do with your cult. Leave now.
We're not with them. We just killed a bunch of them. I'm here to talk to you about Vecna. Yeah.
What do you want with Vesna?
Little one, just be careful what you say. Yeah.
Hey, maybe you guys wanna take a hike.
No, I think I wanna know the story. Elder one kind of he kind of grabs the bottom of his sword, getting ready to put his other hand on the hilt. He's just like, he can tell something's about to happen. So he's just kind of getting ready.
All right, so Luca's gonna get up a little bit closer to him, so she can whisper. As long, you know, if he's okay with that.
What do you seek, little one? Why do you seek Vesna?
I need the hand and the eye. I've been searching for them for a while, and I was told you could have them, or at least point me in their direction.
What do you seek with those items?
So take out her sword. So be like, I don't know if you can
put him away.
Oh, okay. So put it back. It's like, so you get what I'm putting down?
I do. If that is the road you seek, child, it is not a fun road. Trust me in this. It is not what he tells you, it is torture, it is death.
You think I care about having fun?
Who is telling Luca this?
Renly. Oh, never mind.
Luca. What's going on, Boris Eldwin? I have no idea.
I just saw her bring out a sword and put it back. She might be threatening someone.
Yeah.
No, you guys all see this gentleman, and he's carrying on a conversation with Luca.
We hear his voice echo.
Is everything okay?
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah?
Go back to thinking about the cat comic.
I forgot about that.
Boys, don't listen to her.
Oh.
Look, I'm not here for fun and games, okay? I need those. I don't care what it costs at this point.
Luca, that's not a good answer. It's never a good answer. What are you answering for? If that is what you wish, I guess I cannot stop you. Very well. All right. Down. Underneath the sarcophagus, you must push the entire thing forward. Underneath lies the eye. But promise me one thing.
What?
Leave everything else you find alone. Do not abscond with anything, or I shall be forced to kill you.
By herself, as she tries.
Touch nothing but the lamp.
Make it 10.
You got it.
You understand.
Yeah, that's fine.
It's not like anything else in there could be as good anyway.
Just do not disturb my brother.
Yeah, that's fine. I'll just have to leave Fancy Pants, maybe Paladin up here. I don't want him getting any ideas.
Alright.
But what can you tell me about the hand, though? Where's that at?
If and only if you come back to me after retrieving the eye, and leaving all else, then I will tell you.
All right, fine. I'll be back in, like, I don't know, however long that takes. 10 minutes?
Oh, God, no. She told her about the cat comic. Eh?
I don't think.
Once you find out what is below there, then talk to me about how long it will take.
I have a bad feeling about this, guys.
I don't even know
what you may want to take your friends with you.
I don't think we're friends with her anymore, guys.
Alright.
Now, may I get back to my research?
Yeah, that's fine.
Renwick turns around, picks up the pen, and begins writing on the parchment again. You hear the scritching across the paper.
Shut up.
And, oh, by the way.
What?
If you need, I have a couple items that you can use sitting over on the table over there. Feel free.
Oh.
Help yourself.
Thanks.
I would rather you not die on me.
Pfft, like that'll happen. All right, I'll go check them out.
And they're actually labeled. Yeah. One is labeled a potion of greater healing.
Oh, finally.
A potion of hill giant strength.
Ooh.
A scroll marked invisible, and a scroll marked snowball swarm. So, pretty interesting things there.
Okay.
You bagging all of these?
Yeah. She's gonna walk over. She'll hand Baldrax the potion of hill giant strength. Like, here, you might need this coming up soon.
Thanks.
Something's
definitely up.
Yeah, I think I might know why you're not feeling too great, but we're going to have to go back and check it out.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, well, with that, we will see you next time on Name Pending, an episode 962. We are getting close to the 950s. And boy, oh boy, this is going to get interesting. We found Renwick, and there's a mysterious chamber down underneath. What does it all mean? What will become of Luca? Find out next week on Name Pending. Oh. Sorry, guys. Crit fail on the ending here, so let's just talk about our sponsors and get into it. So thank you to Anchor.fm, Flipboard.com, and Dice Envy. Thank you guys for everything you do. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, go get your swag for your favorite podcast. Visit our shop. We have it linked on our website. Go check it out. See what you like. And yeah. So see you next time, ladies and gentlemen.
We love you. Bye.
Name Pending Podcast is a part of the Name Pending Network and is produced by and subscribe to our feed. We are a family-friendly podcast that aims to have the most fun without compromising the family value. Special thanks to David Darris of Dice Envy for letting us use his Starburst D20 as a part of our logo. Also, special thanks to Ansley and Levi Stage for their help making the intros and outros.